Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling something pretty crucial, how businesses are finding customers now. It's all about this move towards ethics-driven lead generation.
Yeah, it's a big one.
We've got some really interesting source material, specifically a piece from M1 Data and Analytics looking at ethics and the changing legal scene.
Ethics-driven lead generation, navigating data use in a changing legal landscape, I think it was called.
That's the one.
Yeah.
So if you're prepping for a meeting or just trying to figure out where things are headed, maybe just curious, this should give you a really solid handle on it.
Definitely.
Our mission here is to pull out the key stuff, the practical takeaways, and maybe some surprising shifts happening because of ethics and, well, new laws.
And the core challenge, the thing this source really gets into, is that tension, isn't it, between using data effectively for marketing.
Which everyone wants to do.
Right. But doing it responsibly, ethically, building actual trust with people, not just harvesting their info. It's a tricky balance.
Okay, so let's start with the legal angle. The source talks about a surge in data privacy rules globally. That sounds, well, more than just a little change.
Oh, absolutely. It's not just a little wave. It's more like a sea change, a fundamental shift in thinking about who owns data and what rights people have.
And GDPR in Europe is mentioned as a key moment.
Definitely a watershed. What GDPR did, you know, was force this huge rethink. Marketers suddenly couldn't rely on those pre-ticked boxes or vague consent.
Right, no more implied consent.
Exactly. It had to be explicit. Yes, I agree to this specific thing. And actually, it's pushed companies to be clearer about the value exchange, you know? Yeah. Why should someone give you their data?
That makes sense. So that explicit consent piece really altered the landscape. And then in the U.S., California's CCPA came along. What's the core idea there?
CCPA is very much focused on consumer power, giving people concrete rights, the right to know what data a company has collected about them.
So your own file, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And crucially, the right to say, delete it. It's about transparency control, giving people more say over their digital selves.
And it sounds like things are still evolving. The article mentions the DMA and the e-privacy regulation. What's the goal with those? Are they tightening things even more?
They seem to be, yeah. They're getting into the nitty-gritty of, like, online tracking, cookies, how direct marketing works. The aim seems to be even more user control over how they're followed and contacted online. It's a clear direction of travel.
So for businesses ignoring this,
mm-hmm.
The consequences sound pretty serious. The source mentions hefty fines. We're talking big money, right?
Oh, absolutely. These aren't slaps on the wrist. The fines can be substantial percentages of global revenue in some cases.
Wow.
And beyond the money, there's the brand damage. A privacy screw-up can destroy trust that took years to build. It spreads so fast now.
Yeah, reputation is fragile. But the article also frames this as an opportunity, doesn't it? That doing this ethically can actually be a positive thing for a business.
It really can. Think about it. Consumers are getting smarter about data privacy. They're wary.
You see it all the time.
So if you're the company that's upfront, transparent, respectful, that builds trust. And in this environment, trust is a massive differentiator. It can be a real competitive edge.
Okay, so moving from the why to the how do businesses actually do this ethically? The source lays out some best practices. First up, transparency and consent seems foundational, given the laws we just talked about.
Absolutely ground zero. Transparency means being crystal clear. What data are you collecting? Why exactly do you need it? What are you going to do with it?
No hiding it in the small print.
Definitely not. And the consent has to be informed, specific, freely given. Use plain language, you know?
Yeah.
Ditch the jargon that no one understands. Make it easy.
And making it easy for users to manage seems key, too. Like, easy to find privacy settings, clear opt-in, opt-out choices.
Exactly. Giving users real control isn't just about compliance. It builds that sense of respect. And like the source says, you need a detailed, accessible privacy policy, a place people can actually go to understand your practices.
Makes sense. Then the article talks about shifting towards first-party and zero-party data. This feels really important, especially with third-party cookies going away. Why is this shift happening?
Well, the decline of third-party cookies means businesses just can't rely on tracking people across the web through other companies' data anymore. That whole ecosystem is changing drastically.
If they need data, they collect themselves.
Precisely. That's your first-party data info you get directly from your interactions on your website, in your app, from your CRM, surveys you run, things like that.
Okay, got it. And zero-party data, what's that?
Zero-party data is even more direct. It's information customers choose to share with you proactively and intentionally because they see a benefit.
Like filling out a profile or a quiz, telling you their preferences.
Exactly. I'm interested in X, or my goal is Y. They're explicitly telling you things to get a better, more personalized experience in return.
So it's moving from observing people to actually asking them? That sounds like it would lead to better quality leads, potentially.
For sure. It helps with compliance, obviously, because it's volunteer data. But yeah, the quality and relevance for personalization are often much higher because it's direct from the source, not just inferred behavior.
Interesting. Okay. Next point. Implement ethical AI in lead scoring. AI is everywhere in marketing now, but the ethical part needs real attention, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. AI can crunch huge amounts of data to find patterns and score leads, which is powerful, but you have to be so careful.
How so?
Well, the source rightly flags biased algorithms. If your AI is trained on biased data, or if the logic itself is flawed, it could discriminate, you know, unfairly excluding certain groups based on sensitive data points.
That's a huge risk. You don't want your tech reinforcing societal biases.
Exactly. And you also need to make sure the AI isn't, like, unduly manipulative or invasive. Plus, transparency, again, letting people know when AI is influencing the marketing or decisions they see.
Right, disclosing its use. Good point. Okay, then there's prioritize data security and consumer trust. Seems obvious, but maybe harder in practice, especially with all the breaches we hear about.
It's absolutely fundamental. Getting consent is step one, but protecting that data afterward is non-negotiable. The source mentions basics like end-to-end encryption, secure storage. These are table stakes now.
And it's not just tech, is it? It's people and processes too.
Totally. You need regular audits, constantly checking your systems for weaknesses, and training your staff is critical. Everyone handling data needs to understand the policies and their responsibilities. It has to be part of the culture.
Okay, final practice mentioned. Focus on value-driven lead magnets. This feels like a shift away from maybe more aggressive tactics.
Yes, definitely. Instead of just trying to grab an email address with something flimsy, the idea is to offer genuine value up front.
What kind of value are we talking about?
Things people actually want, like really good educational content, ebooks, webinars, detailed reports, or maybe exclusive access, like early looks at products or special content, or personalized tools based on info they share.
So you attract people by giving them something worthwhile, something useful.
Exactly. It's based on providing value, which builds goodwill and trust from the start. The article calls it ethical inbound marketing, drawing people in organically, not through intrusive data grabs. It feels more like building a relationship.
Yeah, a much more positive framing. So looking ahead, the article sums up the future of ethical lead generation. What are the main themes there?
It really boils down to continuing that balancing act, respecting privacy while still finding ways to personalize effectively, innovating, yes, with AI and automation, but doing it transparently.
And focusing on trust.
Absolutely. Building trust through meaningful interactions seems key for any kind of long-term loyalty.
And the big takeaway seems to be that this ethical approach isn't just a compliance headache.
Yeah.
It's actually good business.
That's the argument, and it's compelling. The source calls it a competitive advantage. If you embrace this, you're not just avoiding fines, you're potentially building stronger customer relationships and future-proofing your lead generation in a way others aren't.
So a quick wrap-up then. We've seen this surge in privacy laws like GDPR and CCPA really pushing businesses towards more ethical lead gen.
Right, which means transparency, clear consent, focusing on data people give you directly that first party and zero party stuff.
Using AI responsibly, keeping data secure, and crucially, offering real value to people instead of just taking their info.
Exactly. It's about shifting the mindset from extraction to exchange.
It really is.
Frankly.
Okay, so here's a final thought to leave you with. As this focus on data ethics keeps growing, think about how it might fundamentally change the whole relationship between a business and, you know, a potential customer. Could we move past just making a sale towards something built more on real, lasting trust and mutual value? Something to chew on. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.